The rest of the story. The year was 1982, and school officials in Fairfax County, Virginia, were furious, and at the vortex of the controversy was a book. It was a school book, which some said ought not to be. More controversial still, it was on the elementary school required reading list. One school administrator declared the volume, quote, the most grotesque example of racism I have ever seen. It must be banned altogether, he insisted. Yet that same book, since its publication more than 100 years previous, had also been called the greatest of all American novels, and the novel from which all subsequent American novels sprang. Its title is Huckleberry Finn. But this is the rest of the story. When Mark Twain was writing Huckleberry Finn in the summer of 1876, he confided to friends that he liked it only tolerably well. He said, I may burn the manuscript when it's done. And yes, he was serious. From its earliest appearance in print, Huckleberry Finn was the victim of censorship. When Century magazine published the first excerpts, editors insisted on deleting references to nakedness and dead cats and so on. And then shortly after the book was released, trustees at the Concord Public Library in Massachusetts banned it from their shelves. Huckleberry Finn was, quote, trash, suitable only for the slums. They said they were bothered most by the book's bad grammar and low moral tone. Well, Mark Twain himself was delighted by the controversy. He said if the book were kept out of public libraries, then the public would have to purchase the novel for themselves. And he was right. And they did. And thus was Huckleberry Finn the first book to become a bestseller by being banned in Massachusetts. But the banning did not stop there. Libraries in New York and Denver and Omaha and elsewhere rejected it on the grounds that it was sacrilegious and a bad example for youngsters. And with the growth of the civil rights movement, the thrust of objections shifted. Racially offensive was the phrase most often applied to Huckleberry Finn. The NAACP was the first civil rights organization to condemn the novel. And thereafter, boards of education all across the nation systematically removed it from their approved reading lists. To date, no other American book has been banned so many times and in so many places, which, considering its consistent popularity with the reading public, would surely amuse its author. And yet, one time and one place, that novel, Huckleberry Finn, was condemned. That one time, that one place, would surely have made humorist Mark Twain laugh loudest of all. And I'm referring to the searing denunciation of the book Huckleberry Finn in 1982 by a school administrator in Fairfax County, Virginia. And in explaining his determination to ban the book, the official called it, quote, the most grotesque example of racism that I have ever seen. Well, that was the sort of thing Mark Twain might have written himself in the course of his own literary satire. For you see, the irate school administrator who thus sought to ban Huckleberry Finn was then employed by the Mark Twain Intermediate School. And now you know the rest of the story.